Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I think you would probably all be amazed at the quality and quantity of emails I get from various readers and Lenswork Online members and just photographers out there in the world who send me interesting questions and ideas, and an awful lot of what has formed my thinking about photography comes from penetrating questions from readers and friends and other photographers that I just meet along the way. And today I want to talk a little bit about artificial intelligence and photography. It's the big hot topic these days. And I clearly don't have definitive answers because we're too new into the discussion and too new into the reality of AI to have it really thoroughly understood. But that said, here's an interesting email that I just received not long ago from a reader named Bob. Hi, Brooks. Longtime podcast and Here's a Thought listener and multiple failed submitted projects to Lenswork photographer here. You have repeatedly talked about how photography is an art form to express our feelings or observations, insights to the outside world. You've also lamented that many people turn to photography because they can't draw or paint. And sadly, it's the graphic medium of last resort in the opinion of many in the art world. So, it's curious to me, he continues, it's curious to me why you haven't become an early adopter of AI agent imagery. Isn't an AI agent simply a fancy paintbrush to which you can describe your feelings in words and direct the AI agent to create images that express your insights and feelings? Why is using an AI agent to express ourselves any different than a photographer that stages images in a studio or a fancy location, or use Photoshop to enhance the power of a camera image, or a master/popular artist employing journeymen to crank out sculptures, paintings, or silkscreen prints at their direction? It's my understanding, this is still Bob's email, that chemical photography, which means light writing versus human writing, started as a means to automate what painters had been doing with the camera obscura, Latin for dark chamber, to paint more realistic paintings. So do we really need cameras anymore? I'm sure you would have some interesting thoughts about this timely topic, Bob. First, Bob, thanks for writing. I'm flattered that you would ask these questions of me, someone who hasn't done AI. I have to admit that right up front. But I am aware, how could you not be, of its existence and popularity and growing debate about AI and art making and etc. And I also have a feeling that we are at the very, very beginnings of this discussion, that what's going to happen in the next 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 years is going to seem so far beyond what our simple understanding of it can be today. It's going to be fascinating. But here's the reason why I'm not interested in it and have no temptation to participate in AI production, which is a position I'm more than willing to admit that I may change if I'm available to do so, not highly likely unless I appear as an AI avatar. I think there are certain aspects of the AI discussion that I don't see people engaging in, but nonetheless, in my thinking, are dominant. The first is, art making is not about the artifact, it's about the experience. And the experience that one has with AI production of images is entirely different than the experience one has when you're out in the world capturing optically with light, either on film or on a digital sensor, the way a place or a thing looks, and hopefully that translates into how it feels. It's the experience that's missing, that's so radically different. Sure, with AI, I can make any image I want. I can probably make more images, different images, better images than I could out there in the world with my camera. But I will completely change the fundamental experience. And in my way of thinking, art making is first and foremost about that experience rather than about the artifact that's created as a result of that experience. So what about digital photography? Well, when I sit down in front of my computer and I start developing an image or doing something radical like recombinant imagery to create a fantasy that wasn't in front of the camera, that still involves an experience that I'm having that is image-based, that I'm attempting to translate from an experience I'm having into the artwork, which might prompt someone else to have an experience, maybe the same, maybe different, but it's all experience-based, not product-based. This is another reason why I think photography is worth doing, even if we don't share our work with an audience. If you never have an exhibition of your work, or never have a book published, or never put it on a website, the very process of capture and producing, developing, finishing an image is an experience that engages you with the world. And I think that's a better thing, more desirable thing, than engaging with your fantasy of a world that doesn't actually exist. True, we can, with digital means, you know, remove something from the photograph that we wish wasn't there. And the fact that we can do so fundamentally changes a certain aspect of the experience that we had. It introduces a bit of fiction. But then, of course, all art is fiction. Photography in particular is a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional world. It's a condensed and distilled representation of the world. It's a representation of the world that is reduced in scale. Photographs are way smaller than the actual thing we photograph, with the possible exception, of course, of macro photography. But even so, macro photography can make an image bigger than the thing was in real life. So scale is a fiction. But all of that experience that we have leads to, hopefully, a connection between us and the world, between the viewer and the image. There's all these connections that are involved that are all about experience. Somehow typing into an AI agent a description of what we would like and then having it create that image out of whole cloth seems to me to be devoid of the fundamental experience that we hope to foster in the process of photography. See, essentially, I think photography is an exercise, a practice, a discipline that can help us become more sensitive and open to the world that exists. And the more we understand it and feel it and experience it, the more we might want to share that with others through our artwork, through our photographs, through our books and publications and exhibitions. But as I say, if none of those happen, if we don't do a book and we don't do an exhibition, and all we do is wander the world or our own studio or our basement with our camera exploring what we can find and see and feel, that's okay. The process of becoming more sensitive to the world and open to what it has to show us and teach us is the essence of being an artist. And that's just a completely different thing than trying to use AI to make an image. And then there's the question about what kind of image does AI make? My understanding, limited though it may be, my understanding is that AI can be used to make almost any kind of image. But what do I actually see that people are doing in these early stages of AI photography? What people seem to be making is what I would call the ideal. Somehow AI has the ability to make a perfect world rather than the actual world, a perfect model rather than an actual woman or man, an idealized scene rather than the chaotic reality of nature. There's something inherent in photography about us wanting to make a beautiful image, an image that uses the right tools at the right time, at the right moment to capture the right light. We're always pursuing some sort of perfection. But there are limitations to that perfection that require patience and dedication and hard work and commitment. Where AI gives us the ability to create those perfect, idealistic views without requiring the patience, the dedication, the commitment. It's a way to create not just a fiction, but a perfected fiction, an ideal fiction, which seems to me to be not at all what reality is. Life is messy and difficult and painful, and everything except ideal. And then along comes AI, which allows us to make almost at will the idealized anything that we want to make. And I struggle with whether or not that is a healthy fiction. I don't even think it's a healthy fiction in terms of analog or digital photography, let alone AI photography. Why do we have to make landscape images, for example, that are perfect, that have perfect light and perfect clouds and perfect weather and perfect compositions, when the world basically isn't that? Going back to what I said earlier, if the challenge of being an artist is to become more sensitive and open to the world, wouldn't that mean that we would become more sensitive and open to the imperfections of the world? To the world as it is, to human beings as they are, rather than the perfected human being, the fictionalized, flawless human being. I'm not crazy about the idea that AI pushes artists towards perfection even more than the digital tools we have. I'm not going to hesitate at all to use the digital tools and processing that we now have available to create an image that is more expressive of my artistic intentions. But I think that's a completely different thing than saying we were going to use the tools to create a perfected world that is our fantasy about the ideal, whether that's an ideal landscape, an ideal scene, an ideal city, an ideal street, an ideal experimental view of the world. So, to address Bob's fundamental question, do we still need a camera? I would say yes, because the camera is the gateway to an experience and only secondarily an artifact, almost unimportantly an artifact. A camera is a tool that can help us become more sensitive and open to the world by encouraging us to see what is and to work with the limitations of life. And I think a camera is a tool that helps us see the world with all of its flaws and chaos and limitations, rather than removing all of those to give us something that's an ideal representation of our fantasies. So that's my take on AI. I suppose I should add parenthetically, as of December 2025. Because I can't predict now where all of this is leading to, where it's going to end up, what we're going to decide to value and not value. And I'm sure there are certain aspects of AI photography right now that seem to be the answer, that might become boring and simplistic and even laughable as our vision matures about what AI can and cannot do. Maybe the operative question is not, do we still need a camera, but do we need AI to make what it is that we want to make as our visual artwork? I don't. I don't need AI at all. I'm enjoying the powerful processing tools of digital photography, but that's not AI. And I'll keep my eye on AI because I'm going to be fascinated to see how it develops. But at this point, I'm not tempted to even experiment with it at all. which may be a form of blinders, or it could be that my overview from a philosophical point of view makes AI unnecessary, at least for what I want to produce and how I want to experience the world and the art life.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.